Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for the gift of your word, for the gift of faith that you inspire in us, the opportunity to share it with each other, and even more importantly, the opportunity to share it with the world around us. Help us now to reflect on that word that has been spoken to us today, that we may grow in our relationships with you, in our relationships with each other, and in the ministry that you call us to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. There are some who find it very helpful to have a prayer partner. There have been times in my life when I've been privileged to have a prayer partner. And there's some goodness that can come out of being in that relationship with another person and knowing them to be a prayer partner. It's been encouraged that we all should have a prayer partner. What I'd like for you to do for a moment is stop and think that if you had someone that you wanted to have as your prayer partner, and that it would happen, just think in your mind for a minute about who that person is. Just take a minute. Who do you want that would be your prayer partner? Now, if with that person in mind, and with the expectations that you would bring to that relationship that you would have with that person, what do you hope that you would experience as you spent time with that individual as your prayer partner? What do you think? Your prayer partner, you're sitting with your prayer partner, you're spending time with your prayer partner, you're sharing vulnerable moments with your prayer partner, you're sharing joys and sorrows with your prayer partner. What do you hope you might receive and give in that relationship? Support? Trust? Wisdom?
And knowing that God's presence is with us.
Knowing that God's presence is there in that moment and in that encounter and that relationship? Attentive silence. You know, I actually had a friend, this is years ago, wow, this is in the recesses of my mind somewhere, that you just drew this analogy to mind. I remember as a teenager being in a group studying a particular book, and one of the people talked about friendship, and that the truest sign of a friend is someone that you can sit in silence with and not feel uncomfortable. Attentive silence. Meaning? Mm-hmm. Yeah? You just find a meeting and meaning from them? Let me share with you a quote that I read this past week. And it's a woman who describes her own experience of having a prayer partner. She says, "What's great about a prayer partner is it allows us to share parts of our life with someone that we may not talk to otherwise. And to talk with them about things that we might not talk with anybody else about. It's about stopping and thinking about how am I doing? It's a discipline that becomes intentional and that becomes integral to life." She said, "It forces me to take a self-awareness inventory. So, what's happening in my life that I want to share with my prayer partner today? Where am I struggling? What have I overcome? What do I need help with?" And then to sit in a chance to have a quiet moment where you share with each other that inventory of what's going on in life and what's going on in faith. And that at a certain level, there's some accountability that's built into that time that you're going to spend with that person. I've made a commitment to be there with you, and you have made a commitment to be there
with me. And then out of that, to pray. And she writes, it sounds trite and it sounds silly, but it's just really nice to know that someone cares. And there's some truth in that, isn't there? Well, let me ask a question. What if Jesus were your prayer partner? What if you could spend even just one session in prayer with Jesus? Do you know what the truth is? Jesus already is your prayer partner. And not just for one session, and not just for 1 hour that you might set aside. Jesus is our prayer partner each and every day, and each and every moment of every day. That is a profound gift. That is an awesome gift. Jesus is your prayer partner. Did you know that there's more than one Lord's Prayer in Scripture? There's one that we call the Lord's Prayer. The one where Jesus was with his disciples and they said, Lord, would you please teach us to pray like John taught his disciples to pray? And so he taught them the prayer that we pray even as part of our worship today. And that many people pray each and every day of their lives. The prayer that Jesus taught. But there's another Lord's Prayer too. And that other Lord's Prayer is in our gospel reading for today. And in that particular reading, it wasn't about Jesus teaching his disciples to pray. It was about Jesus actually praying. We hear of times in Scripture where it simply says is Jesus went off to pray. But we don't necessarily know what Jesus prayed in that moment. We just know that he went. In this particular instance, it was the night before he died, we have an accounting of the words that Jesus used in what has become known as the high priestly prayer. And what he was doing is he was talking to his disciples about what it was going to be like after he left them. And he was preparing them to continue what he himself had started when he would not be physically present with them. So what does he pray for? He doesn't pray that their ministry will be easy. He doesn't pray that there will be no confrontations in their ministry, for no challenges or struggles or disappointments. He doesn't even pray that they won't be persecuted for what they say and do. And he certainly doesn't say that they won't die because of what they do. So knowing that he was going to leave them and to return to that throne of grace, what did he pray for? He prayed for them. That they would remain together and united in building the kingdom of God, using the gifts that God had given them to the glory of God, to serve the will of God, and to proclaim the good news of hope and promise that Jesus himself had started to proclaim. He prayed that God would give them strength, that God would care for them, that God would protect them, that even though they were in the world, they didn't need to be of the world. And as he ascended into heaven, he reinforced that prayer when he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witnesses in all of Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus prayed for his disciples. And there's another piece of good news. And that is that Jesus just wasn't praying for his disciples 2,000 years ago. Jesus is praying for you and me as disciples today too. We're called to the same ministry. And we have just as many challenges and stresses and barriers that go alongside the joy-filled opportunities. And when Jesus prayed that prayer the night before he died, over 2,000 years ago, on that very night, he was praying for us today, before we were even thought of or imagined, before we were even born into this world. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was praying for each of us and for us as a community of Christians at St. George on Young. That's awesome enough in and of itself. But what's even more awesome and even more profound is that Jesus is praying for us right now. And we need Jesus' prayers. We need them as much as Jesus' disciples needed them. Whether we're talking about life in the church, or in ministry, or in the lives we live in the world, or the places we work, or the families that we're part of, Jesus is praying for you, for me, and for everyone else right at this moment. And that doesn't mean that things are going to be easier for us, or less stressful, or less challenging. But Jesus is praying for us. So what might we want or need Jesus to pray for us on our behalf? Patience. Wisdom in making decisions. Encouragement. Courage. Faithfulness, joy, hope, healing, forgiveness, reconciliation, compassion, help in dealing with anger or resentment, support with an addiction, that we might overcome an obstacle. And the list could go on and on and on. And perhaps we can't even put into words what it is that we need or want from Jesus. And that's okay too. To simply say, I don't know exactly what I want or what I need, so Jesus, would you just pray for me? And then trust and believe that Jesus already is praying for us. Because he knows our needs even before we know them ourselves. Something I'd like us to do this morning. In a time of silence, I invite each of us right here and right now to remember that Jesus is our prayer partner, praying for us at this very moment. And in the silence, at a very deep personal level, ask yourself the question, what do you want Jesus to pray for you? What do you need Jesus to pray for you right now? Think about that for a minute. And I need a couple of people to help me.
And do I have another couple of people who can help?
What I want you to do is on this card of paper that I'm giving you, I invite you to write a word or a phrase that speaks what you'd like Jesus to pray for you right now. A word or a phrase that you would like Jesus or want Jesus to pray for you right now? So let's take a moment and do that. What you write on that card is between you and God. What you have written on that card is between you and Jesus. It's what you want. It's what you feel today. You need Jesus to pray for you. What I encourage you to do is to put the card in your purse or into your pocket. And I encourage you over the coming week, take the card out and read it. And remember that that is the prayer that Jesus is praying for you. And as we do that, let's know in our hearts, let's trust, let's believe that Jesus is part of every concern of our lives. Every single one. And that God responds to each and every one of those prayers. And that when it comes to what Jesus prayed for, we can do the same exercise around what is that we want or need as a community. We're not going to do that today. But we could. Because what Jesus prays on behalf of the community of faith is that they will be one. That they will be united in spirit, in who they are, and in who they are called to be, and in all that they become. And so the prayer of faithfulness to the gospel, a willingness to serve even as Jesus served, and to be that united body of Christ. And as we offer those prayers, whether they're individual prayers or collective prayers, let's give thanks to God today because Jesus is our prayer partner. Each and every day, each and every moment of each and every day, individually and collectively, equipping us, challenging us, calling us deeper into faith and into ministry. Let's continue to offer our prayer and to invite Jesus to pray for us as we listen to a song that I came across called Jesus, Pray for Me.
Jesus, pray for me. Jesus, pray. Jesus, pray.